You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Sam, joined by senior guard from Center College, Maggie Pruitt. And Maggie, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Maggie, you enter your senior season after a junior campaign in which Center posted a record of 17-9, 11-5 in SCAC play. Just talk about what your team learned over the course of last season and you take into your senior year.
Well, last year around December, one of our senior guards broke a wrist during a game and went down, and so that was a lot of leadership that we lost. But I think in the long run it really helped us because a bunch of the younger players had to really step up and take on like a leadership role, and I think that has really helped us prepare for this year because now they're ready and we're not like behind starting off, so it's really good.
So many individual accolades that you earned last season as a junior, Maggie, being named SCAC Player of the Year, All-American honors. You're a preseason All-American going into your senior year. Just talk about what those honors mean to you and how that speaks to the work that you've put in throughout your entire career as a basketball player.
I mean, it's always like great to get all this acknowledgement and know that like all your hard work has paid off. But and it's also like very humbling because I have like worked very hard, but for the program it like really means a lot. And just to have like teammates around me that are supportive and that like know that I may turn the ball over couple too many times or take some bad shots, but you know they always have my back and are there for me, so that's really special.
As I mentioned, going into your senior season, Maggie, do you feel any sense of urgency knowing that it's your last go around, and how have you taken it upon yourself to be a senior leader on this team?
No, I mean it is going to be my last year no matter what, so there's no sense in like stressing about it or anything like that. So I'm just looking, it's going to be like a really fun year and trying not to feel any pressure. I mean, I did like practice a ton this summer and like try to prepare myself knowing that this is going to be it. So you don't want to like leave on a bad note and you want to live up to everybody's expectations and like for your team. Like I feel like after getting or doing so well last year that they're kind of depending on me to like do the same. So for them, you know, I just feel like I need to do well.
The coaches voted Center, Maggie, as the preseason favorite to win the SCAC. Does that add any pressure to the team going into the season with those type of expectations?
I mean, a little bit because, you know, we talked about in practice, we have a big target on our back because the SCAC is so, like, even this year, everyone feels like it's theirs to win. And so we just really need to come out prepared. But it is good to know that people do see us as a threat and they think that we can win it. So,
again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. I'm joined today by senior center guard Maggie Pruitt. And Maggie, you guys were one of the best shooting teams in the SCAC a year ago, tops in the league in terms of free throw percentage, second in terms of field goal percentage. How do you guys continue that trend heading into this year?
I mean, to be a good shooter, and especially free throws, it's all repetition and practice. And luckily, we just have a lot of girls on the team that are really dedicated and are willing to put in time in the off season so that when they come in, they're, like, not behind and they can just continue from where they left off and just continue to do well throughout the year.
What's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your team as you guys have trained and gone through preseason and get prepared for this year?
I mean, I think, let me see, the biggest surprise. Well, one thing is our team's, like, always been, like, really, really close. And so I know a bunch of teams struggle when you bring in, like, new freshmen, and they're always, like, a step behind or the chemistry might not click. But with our team this year, we brought in a lot of really good freshmen who are really good basketball players, and they just, like, fit right in and just jumped in there with us and, like, caught on to all the plays, and the chemistry is still great, and I think that's really going to help us on down the year so we don't, like, start off behind where other teams might. So that was really good.
Talk about what it's been like playing under head coach Wendy Austin Robinson, someone who's been a part of that center basketball program for so long, not only having played at center, but now going into her seventh year as the head coach. What's it been like playing for her?
Well, my mom used to be really involved in center athletics, and so I've kind of grown up knowing Coach Austin and just about center and the basketball program here. And so when I came in, like, we had already had a good relationship, so that was nice. And she's always, like, really encouraging. She not that I have anything bad to say, but she's, like, super encouraging, and we just feel like we can go to her about anything if we have a problem, whether it has to deal with, like, basketball or social lives or academics. But it just feels good to have a coach that you're close to and that you can talk to about anything, because you feel a lot more comfortable on the court.
Maggie, you said yourself that going into this season, the SCAC feels very wide open, and that most teams and all teams feel like they have a chance to make a run at the SCAC title. And knowing that it's going to be so competitive, what's the biggest challenge that you face as a student athlete to running through the SCAC conference schedule?
Well, as a student athlete, I know last year when finals hit was my worst weekend of basketball I think I've ever had since I've been in college. And so that's always a struggle, just getting through tests and everything and continuing to play against teams that you really need to beat. And that's really important to how the tournament lays out in March. So that's always difficult, but just, you know, being focused and taking it one game at a time. And I know there's some teams that we might want to beat more than others, but to be serious with, like, every single game.
Finally, Maggie, just talk about some of the goals that this 2011-12 Colonels basketball team has going into the season.
Okay, well, usually we, like, sit down as a team and, like, set our goals, so we haven't done that yet. But I know we have a huge senior class. We have 8 seniors, and we would all love to win a conference championship. We've gotten so close in the past, and so I know that's one of our major goals, but there's, like, little steps to getting there. So we just have to win every game, and then we even talked about how important each game is. So if we don't win a conference championship, it just doesn't pan out for us, how we would love to still get an at-large bid in the NCAA tournament. So that's like something we'd really like to accomplish.
A native of Mount Sterling, Kentucky, senior guard from Center College, Maggie Pruitt. Again, the Colonels open up their 2011-12 campaign November 15th at home against Maryville College. Maggie, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of your senior year.
All right, thank you.